Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Every sunrise is a reminder that God has given us another gift, the gift of a brand new day. But how should we live this day? Should we live it weighed down by worry, fear, and regret? Or should we embrace it with gratitude, faith, and joy? According to the Bible, joy is not just a fleeting emotion. It's a choice, an attitude, a daily posture that transforms ordinary living into extraordinary life. This daily posture of rejoicing is a better way to live because it is a life intentionally lived in alignment with God's will, drawing strength and purpose from His perfect design and unfailing presence. In today's message titled, The Joy-Filled Life, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores what it truly means to live a life overflowing with joy. Let's discover how a daily posture of rejoicing is not only possible, but actually the full, rich life God has always intended for us.
The Christian is to live an extraordinary life God designed for us to enjoy. As a matter of fact, God wants you to rejoice. He wants you to be full of joy. He wants you to celebrate, my friend. And I want to remind you that we are not forcing something on God because it's His desire for you and me to rejoice every single day because there are benefits of living a life full of joy. I'm telling you, we have a better way to live. I feel like praying for people for a greater revelation of the potential that we have, the access to what God wants and what He has got for us. This isn't something God doesn't want us to have. He really wants us to enjoy our lives. We are not forcing something on God here that He doesn't want. He is so desiring for this to happen in your life. But sometimes we need to get the blinds and the chains off and the religious baggage off and realize we are created for this. We are created to live a better life. We are created to walk and talk with God and rejoice and be glad every single day. You know, the Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. So it's not only what people say. Many people in the offices, they use the term TGIF, which means thank God it's a Friday. But I will say thank God for every day. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 16 verse 24 that ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. This is Jesus Christ speaking to you and me and His disciples. And Philippians 4 verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. That's Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. So it's something God has designed for you and me. And there are benefits. It's a better way to live. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16, very short verse. It says, rejoice always. So it's not about circumstances, you know. Is actually a choice that you and I can make. You see, joy is a choice. If you want to live in joy, then you got to choose it because joy is not the same thing as happiness. They are two entirely different things. It's just that when you go to the dictionary, it may, but spiritually, joy is different from happiness. Those two are different, I'm telling you. The word happiness comes from the word hap, and the word hap means circumstance. It's another word for circumstance. So happiness is based on your circumstances. And life is up and down with circumstances. So you cannot be happy all the time because circumstances are not always good. You know, circumstances cannot be good all the time, but joy is something that you can have all the time. It's 100% of your choice to access that joy because joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And I'm talking to born-again Christians here. And if you are not, you can be born again today by the end of this message. So if you are born-again Christian, then let me remind you that when you got born again, all the fruit of the Spirit came inside you. What are they? They are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. They are the fruit of the Spirit. All of them are inside you, so you can tap into the fruit of the Spirit. It's all in your spirit. Tap into it. That's why joy is a choice that you can make. You are not a failure. You are not a worthless person. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. And we are going to begin with verse 27 and 28. And the passage that most of you know of by heart. We know that, you see. But in verse 27, he said, "So God created man." How did he create him? In his own image. This is so important for us to get hold of. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And then let's look at verse 28. "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply.'" So, you know, we love that part, those of us who are married. Be fruitful, be multiplied, and what? Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion. We really have to enjoy life by being aware that God has blessed you. He created you in his own image. And he says, subdue the earth. So I want to say to you today that we have been created in the image of God. You have not been created in somebody else's image. And you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. And God says, I want you to have dominion because you are blessed. That makes me rejoice and be full of joy. And I hope so do you. Live life full of joy by hearing this, that you are created in the image of God. And everything about God is good. So I want you to subdue the earth. That's what the Bible says. He created us in his own image and said, subdue the earth. In other words, I want you to fill the earth with the image that you have been created in. So who is in you? The one in you is God, and he's greater than whatever is coming against you. To me, that makes me joyful. And God says, I want the power of God that's in you to be flowing out from you as a new covenant or as a New Testament believer. We have the ability to do this because of the image that we have been created in. It's not your own strength. You have been created in the image of God. His Spirit lives in you. The last Adam, who is Jesus Christ, came to restore what the first Adam blew. We all know in the Garden of Eden what happened. But thank God, Jesus Christ came to restore everything. Aren't you glad that we have been delivered from the Adam family? Hallelujah. Thank God we have been delivered into God's family. And that we are sons and daughters, and we are living in his presence because you have been created in the image of God. You are a child of God, my friend. You have inheritance. Bible says he came to his own, but his own received him not. But as many received him, he gave them power to become the children of God. Are you not happy with this? Are you not rejoicing with this? So it's in him that we live and move and have our being. Oh, that makes me rejoice, you see. So I'm telling you, no matter what's going on in your life today, look at Psalms 118, verse 4. He says that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Because he made this day for us to do exactly that, to rejoice and be glad. This is not a day for us to be depressed. It's not a day for us to be filled with fear. It's not a day for us to be anxious, you know, and living without hope. He said, I made this day for you so that you can respond to what he has created us to be. We can respond to that image of God that we have been created in. And God says, I have given you the very grace. It's not your effort, the very ability to be able to rejoice and be glad. So when God created us, he said it was very good. He didn't create you as a failure. He did not create you as a victim. He didn't create you as a second class, my friend. He didn't create you as a worthless person and said, good luck, I hope you make it in life. No, he knew what he was doing. He came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. He said the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But me, Jesus, I came with a different agenda. I came to give you life and give you more abundantly. And because of it, we have been created in his image. And now we have been recreated in Jesus Christ, to where out of that image comes identity. Hallelujah. Know who you are. So one of the phrases in our culture today is, how do you identify? Well, I'm telling you, as a believer, we identify as the righteousness of God in Christ. That's how we identify. We have been created in God's image. And out of this image, we become a brand new creation, taking on board new identity. Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything is new. To me, that makes me rejoice. And because of that, we have got the very grace of God on the inside of our lives that gives us the ability to rejoice even in times of adversity. Yes, you can rejoice every day even when things are not going our way. We have got the ability to count it as all joy. Because of Jesus, we can subdue and we can fill the earth with the image of God because of who is in us. Jesus Christ is in us. He is greater than whatever is coming against you. And that's why you have to rejoice. You see, in the book of Psalms 139, verses 13 and 14 say that you formed my inward parts. Hallelujah. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't you rejoice in this? You cannot be underrated, my friend. So what is our response to what God has done? We will rejoice and be glad, no matter what's going on in your physical body, no matter what's going on around you. I'm telling you, you can rejoice because you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. You have been created in the image of God. So those same things that are coming against you, that are trying to tell you that you are this, you are that, whatever that is, it's not the truth, because we know the truth. And because we know the truth from the word of God, the truth is what makes us free. Hallelujah. You have been made to live an extraordinary life. You've not been made to be in sickness. I have not been made to be in diseases. I have not been made to be in fear or in depression. I am here to rejoice every single day, because it's a day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. God has made me to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. He's made me to subdue the earth, to fill the earth with his image and his presence that come from him. Hallelujah. I am so grateful for Jesus. Aren't you? That we have got a better way to live, my friend. It reminds me of John 10:10 that says, the enemy does not come except to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. That is your portion, my friend. If you are born again, realize that you are more than a conqueror. If God be for us, who can be against us? In all these things, we are more than conquerors. But if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then this is not applicable to you. The first step to take is to receive him as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.